And they're excited. They are excited. Take your Bibles this evening. This is a Bible, New Year's Bible lesson. I'm not a big one on special event messages, but I thought this would be a great way to start out the new year. I'll do a series on Wednesday night. I still haven't, I'm still not certain as to what I might do. Pastor Bishop suggested that I do the book of Romans again. I'll look at that and maybe I will do that. It's been a while, but I don't know. I'll let you know. And until then, I'm going to keep on doing some short stopgap messages that will carry you through. Tonight is a challenge for 2026, and the title of the message is Serve the Lord with Gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Life is too short to be a grump. Especially if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you're a gloomy grump, I am not going to hang around you. And I'm probably going to try to lighten your load a little bit. It's important to laugh. Laughter doeth good like a medicine. And there's no reason to serve the Lord with a foul spirit. Matter of fact, I think if you read your Bible, you might find that's not biblical. That might even be considered sinful. So the title of the message, a good start to 2026, Serve the Lord with Gladness. We're in Psalm 100, and I'm going to have you read. Let's stand as we do this. We don't normally stand and read on Wednesday night, but let's do that this evening, Psalm 100. Now, some of you got to find a Bible because you weren't going to do it, were you? Psalm 100, we're going to read responsively, where I read one verse and you read the second verse. We're going to read, it's only five verses. You can do this. We're going to read them in unison. Psalm 100, verse 1 says, Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his grace with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations, even the 2026. Isn't that a neat thing? Father, speak to our hearts this evening, we pray. May we be challenged in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. There are many psalms that could be New Year's challenges, but this one in particular comes to mind. Obviously, the title came from that second verse, Serve the Lord with Gladness, and we should serve the Lord with gladness. You follow me around very long, and you'll hear me say, I said it today. Hardly a day goes by when I don't say it. How you doing? Living the dream, and I'm living the dream. Why? I get paid to study God's Word. I get paid to pray with people. I get paid to hang around God's people. I enjoy meeting with people who are seeking God. I just do. And there are some preachers who don't enjoy that. I don't understand that a lot. And so a fellow said to me, he said, we've been knocking on doors, and we've got a list of 11 people. But our preacher doesn't like to knock on doors or to follow up on people, but we know that you do. So if we gave you that list, would you reach out to these people? would you say that to me one more time? Because does that make sense to you? That doesn't even make sense to me. And I had to listen to it twice. Would you say that one more time? But it's a great. It's not a job. It's an adventure. It's exciting. It's not boring. It's not for the slack. I do not dread coming to the office. I do not dread coming to church. I do not dread fellowshipping with you. I enjoy some of you more than others. And seeing if you're awake. Tuesday morning, Krispy Kreme guys. I mean, we just have a good time. And there's, I don't know how many were there, eight of us at Krispy Kreme this week, sitting around talking about the Lord, praying for one another, encouraging one another. It's just a great, this is a wonderful thing. It is a wonderful thing. So Tuesday, we're at Krispy Kreme at 8:30, and I met with one of the guys here before that, and we fellowshipped, and then a couple of us rode over together, and we fellowshipped on the way there, and we fellowshipped on the way back, and I dropped them off, and I went and visited a shut-in and had a Bible study with him on the two judgments. Judgment seat is right, great white throne judgment. Pastor, you just preach on that in the book of Revelation. I do, and I told him, I just preach on this book of Revelation, but I never get tired of talking about it. Amen. Talking about the Lord, talking about His Word. At noon, while we were here at 11:30, I'm here with the senior saints, and what do? We shared prayer requests, we prayed together, we broke bread together. What did you do on Tuesday? I ate all day long. I went to Krispy Kreme and I said, I want a small coffee. Why? Because at Senior Saints, I'm going to drink coffee. And you know, what did she give me, Rick? And she gave me a coffee that was this tall. Rick, he ordered a large coffee. And he looked at mine and he said, your cup's bigger than mine. I said, I didn't order this. But she just thought I needed one. And it was just great all day long. At noon, while we were at Senior Saints, a man came in, one of the seniors said, hey, I think I hear a voice on the other side. I said, well, that would be the copy machine guy. The copy machine guy is a Christian. He knows Christ is a Savior. He lives about 30 miles south of here. And he popped in. The copy machine is now fixed. And he said, somebody he thinks is pulling on the copy machine, so please don't reach behind and pull the wires out. I guess somebody did. So please don't do that. But anyways, he fixed the copy machine, and I don't know, all about 3 minutes and 25 seconds. And then we stood around for 20 minutes talking about God's Word, sharing prayer requests with one another. It's just great to serve the Lord with the Krispy Kreme guys, with the people that are shut in at home, with the senior citizens, with the copy machine guy. I sent him a text this morning. I said, hey, I'm praying for you. He said, man, thank you. Thank you very much. Mid-afternoon, I had a Bible study and prayer. Went home, had dinner with my family. Went out yesterday evening and made another visit. Say, was it a long day? It doesn't seem like it. Just went by really fast. Why? It is a joy. We should serve the Lord with gladness and come before His presence with singing. And so this is, Psalm 100, can be a self-evaluation psalm, if you will. And so ask yourself the question, do you serve the Lord with gladness? You shouldn't serve the Lord out of, and I've heard preachers say, duty, serve the Lord, if for no other reason than out of duty. And I could tell you some of the titles of the messages that the guy had preached. I'm not opposed to doing it out of duty, but man, why don't you do it because you love Jesus? Amen. Serve the Lord with gladness. I feel for those who only serve the Lord out of duty and with a sad countenance. Where do you go to church? Man, poor thing. To them, serving the Lord is unpleasant. It shouldn't be. Serving the Lord should be a joy. And the truth of the matter is, in my opinion, they are not serving the Lord at all. Because the psalm says, serve the Lord with gladness. And so if you're not doing that, I would say you have a form of godliness, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. They are slaves, serving out of duty and not serving out of sincere heart for the Lord. We desire to be more like Christ. Well, we know God is light, God is also love, and we should display love and light as a reflection of the fact that we have spent time with Jesus Christ. So this is my phrase. It's about that time of year. Did you know there's the flu bug is going around, right? I say this so much every year that somebody gave me a plaque. And it says, when all else fails, wash your hands and don't touch your face. Wash your hands, don't touch your face. How do you keep from getting sick? Wash your hands, don't touch your face. If there's sickness going around, preacher, wash your hands, don't touch your face. And even if, listen, if we're in the flu season, you want to shake somebody's hand because, I don't know, they don't look so good. Give them a knuckle bump. Give them an elbow bump. Wash your hands, don't touch your face. But did you know there is a benefit to being a happy person? So the Lord says, serve the Lord with gladness, come before His presence with singing. Say, preacher, what's the benefit to being happy? Now, here it is. This is a quote. I search for that. What are the benefits of being happy? And this is the number one response. Happy people are more immune to the common cold. Yes. So I think I'm going to say, wash your hands, don't touch your face, and be happy. And you'll stay well of this winter. Isn't that a neat thing? Serve the Lord with gladness. So when God says, serve the Lord with gladness, it's medicine. Yes. It'll help you become more immune to the common cold. And I say that to you, and you've just been sick, right? No, okay. Don't shake his hand tonight. Self-evaluation. Do you serve the Lord with gladness? And then come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us. You are not self-made, and not we ourselves. You are not self-made. God gave you the ability to get well, to be able to think, to be able to process. Those of you that have mathematic minds, there's something wrong with you mentally. So if you have mathematic mind, God gave you that mind. God did. You should thank Him for that. And then, verse 4, you should enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. What is that? So you come into your prayer like, God, I'm so mad at you. His court, when we approach Him in prayer, should not be in anger, should not be accusatory. It should be with praise. So self-evaluation, number one, do you serve the Lord with gladness? Self-evaluation, number two, do you serve the Lord with thanksgiving, song and thanksgiving. Consider that you should be dressed or cloaked in joy. How are you dressed? The angels serve Him with song. I do not find anywhere in God's Word where you find that the angels serve Him with groans and moans. I just don't see that. And May Breeden, are you awake back there? May Breeden told me she was an angel, she just doesn't have wings. You should be happy, May. You should give with thanksgiving. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do with good pleasure. Do all things, the laundry thing, the house cleaning thing, the work thing, the driving and traffic thing, do all things, that would include all things, without what? Without murmuring. How are you in your driving and disputing? It should be. That ye may be blameless and harmless, as sons of God, and without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Paul's writing that in the first century, and we would probably say that we're living in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. How can we be happy? Paul could, and God commands us to be, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ. And so when you shine in the midst of darkness, and you reflect God's joy and the love of God to others, and you share that salvation, and you're not a gloomy grump, murmuring and disputing, now people see that. The perverse nation sees that. Why do you think Paul's writing that to the church of Philippi? I suspect God had him write that to the church of Philippi because there was a lot of murmuring and disputing going on. And it not, ought not to be. It ought not. And so, since there's murmuring and disputing, they were not blameless and harmless. And I desire, if you desire to be blameless and harmless, you should be doing what you're doing, serving the Lord with gladness, coming before His presence with singing, and with thanksgiving, joyful. It is joy. Obedience shouldn't be forced, because obedience, which is not voluntary, is not obedience. If I have to force you to do what I say, you have not been obedient. If God has to force you to do what He says, you have not been obedient. If you have to force your child, they have not been obedient. God wants us to be obedient children. For the Lord looketh on the heart. So here's a question for reflection. Do you serve the Lord only because you're forced to? Come to church because your parents force you to. Come to church because your pastor forces you to. Come to church, I'm a deacon, I guess I'm going to be there. Preacher be knocking on my door. Do you only come to church because your husband or your wife says guilts you into coming by force? Shouldn't be by force. Psalm 34:18, one of the first passages we memorized years and years and years ago. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Psalm 51, verse 17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. You say, well, God will just have to take my service the way I offer it. He'll just have to take it and be thankful. You might want to read the Bible and find out in the very book, the very first book, the book of Genesis, that Cain came with an offering and God did not accept that. You might want to read partway in the Old Testament, find that there was a king. So, say, well, he was a kid. Okay, well, what about King Saul? He came offering sacrifices and God did not accept that. Matter of fact, he got in trouble and got removed from being king as a result. Cain thought it was his best. Saul thought, I'm in power, God will just have to accept it. God does not have to accept it. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1. Powerful passage. We'll start at the paragraph, verse 10, and read down through verse 17. Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me? Saith the Lord. I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats. When you come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me, the new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting, your new moons and your appointed feasts. My soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Not depressing, except for the next verse. There's a cure. Wash you. Wash your hands, don't touch your face. Wash you. Make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Wash your hands, don't touch your face, be happy. Happy people are more immune to the common cold. And we have so much to be thankful for. At this point this afternoon, when I was looking at this particular text, I turned around and I have a weather station on my shelf there. And I wanted to see what was the temperature outside. It was 63 degrees today. And so I declared that winter is over and today is the first day of spring. I did that for the rest of the afternoon, everywhere I went. I went to the police station this afternoon and they said, "Hey, Chappie, how you doing?" I said, "Living the dream. I declare winter is over and today is the first day of spring." And now they think I'm nuts. But I am. I'm a Christian. I know Jesus Christ is my Savior. And you do not have to look far across our nation before you find some places that are really going through a tough time. One of those places is Alaska. Alaska got a record snowfall. 7 feet of snow. And the boats in the harbor had 7 feet of snow on their hull. And as a result, many of them sunk. There are boats, you can go see the picture, there are boats that are in the harbor that once upon a time were floating until they got 7 feet of snow on the backside. And they are now sitting like this. I'm not a salesman, sailor. So I don't know what part of the front of the boat it is. But anyways, the front of the boat was sticking straight up in the air. It's just odd. And they were trying to rescue other boats, shoveling snow off. Say, "Preacher, what do you think?" That's what I think. I'm glad to be in Virginia. That's what I think. I'm glad to be here. Now, I think Anna would like to be in Alaska and see 7 feet of snow. But Mom and Dad don't want to take her. I'm thankful that it was 63 degrees today. I'll take that. I just say we have a lot to be thankful for. A lot of people, and you do not have to look far in the world before you find someone who is worse off than you. And that's whether it's weather, or health, or vehicle problems, or paychecks, or bosses. Man, there's just a lot of people going through a tough time. I'll take my problems. I'll take mine. For what? Let's go back to Psalm 100 and finish off there. For the Lord is what? Good. Verse 5. For the Lord is good. Let's try that one more time. I don't think you're convinced yet. For the Lord is good. He is good. For the Lord is good. His mercy is? Yeah, that means even to 2026. And his truth endureth to all generations, even today. A challenge. And here's the question for self-evaluation. Do you praise the Lord for his goodness? Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my family. My boys and my favorite daughter is here tonight. Exciting. I'm thankful for my family. They're all in church. I tell them they're young people about Christ. They're serving the Lord. I'm thankful for them. I have a lot to be thankful for. And they're perfect kids. Of course, they have a perfect father. Well, who would expect that, right? Joyful willingness is the test of sincerity. You can tell me you love the Lord, but if you do not display a joyful willingness to serve God, then you are not sincere. A man driven to battle is not a true patriot. If the commander has to say, "You charge that line or I'll drop you dead here on the spot." The soldier says, "I'll take my chances on the line." And so he turns around and he goes and fights. That man is not a true patriot. When the commander says, "I need 2 volunteers for a task that for which you may not come back." And 2 men said, "I'll go." They are true patriots. Can you serve? Is that you? Are you a true patriot for the cause of Christ? Can you serve and sing? And you may say, somebody's walking up the center aisle Sunday morning, and the seats were full, and they were looking for a seat, and they were coming over to this area, and I said to them, right this way, the choir's right this way. And they said, oh, Pastor, you do not want us in the choir. Because if we sang, people would run. It would not be good. You don't have to sing in tune. The Bible doesn't say sing in tune. The Bible says sing. Make a joyful noise. And so, I sing. What do you sing? Singing I go along life's road, praising the Lord, praising the Lord. Singing I go along life's road, for Jesus has lifted my load. Now, when I walk along and I sing, oftentimes Mrs. Bishop will say, would you please go walk in the next aisle? She does not. My singing annoys her. I don't know if she can't concentrate, or it makes the dogs howl, or she's embarrassed, probably all of the above. But I like to sing. I sing. And you go to the police station, what do? I sing. And they look at me like I'm nuts. I am. I'm happy. They are not. They are not. And we should be happy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord. That was a real tough song to learn. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, the joy of the Lord is my strength. He fills my heart with laughter. Ha, 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 ha. He fills my heart with laughter. Ha, 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 ha. He fills my heart with laughter. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, the joy of the... Oh, you can go ahead and be sour. Not going to affect me. I've just determined I'm going to be happy. Because we sing the song. Here's how we sing. There is joy, joy, joy in serving Jesus. Joy that floods within my heart. Whoa. What is joy? Joy is the grease that keeps your bearings from squeaking. You know, if you got bearings, they need some grease. Otherwise, they squeak. And they don't sound good when they squeak. They scream and they make noises. And any mechanic can listen to that going, whoa, that doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound good. It doesn't look good for the believer. But your joy will grease the rusty bearings of life. And everybody's got them. No temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. Preacher's got some bearings that are rusty. Need a little extra grease. Say, preacher, if I just had a better car. If I just had a Porsche. So the Porsche 7-something and the 8-something and 9-something, the engineers decided that they were going to squeeze everything. Have you read about this? They have squeezed the engine down, and they have had to eliminate grease to one of the bearings. And it is, for my guys out there, the IMS bearing. And so they have a TSB out that says on the 700 series, the 800 series, the 900 series of Porsche, the failure of the IMS bearing is unavoidable because when they shrunk the engine, they compacted it, there was no way that they could get greased to that bearing. And that engine is going to fail on every single one of those automobiles. Guaranteed. I think I'll stick with my Toyota. Yeah, I think I will. Are you listening? If you don't let the joy of the Lord grease the trouble spots in your life, failure is unavoidable. And it doesn't matter what model you are, man or woman, boy or girl, tall or short. You will fail in the Christian life. So read Psalm 100 with me again. Ready? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth all generations. Father, may you help us in 2026 to be Christians that display the joy of the Lord. And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.